The America that we are living in right now is not a free America. Right now, the police union is terrified. And that is exactly where we need them to be. Hello, hello, everyone. It is Wednesday, June 10th. Welcome to another episode of the Not Free America Radio podcast. I am your host, Mike Donovan. Our phone number is area code, well, it's toll free, 855-925-2833. 855-925-2833 is the number to call if you or someone you know has had their civil rights violated. We fund a law firm, and that law firm will handle cases of civil rights issues. So if you have had a civil rights issue and you call that number, then we'll have someone call you back. An attorney will review your case. And if you want to move forward and the attorney thinks you have a case, then they'll file that lawsuit for you and you don't have to pay for that process. That's part of that. We cover that. Okay. You don't have to pay to file the lawsuit. And then the idea is that we can use the courts as aggressively as we can in what is the most important season of this country's history to do it, which is standing up for our individual liberty when we've seen it so obviously and strenuously, aggressively under attack. Folks, I want to talk tonight a little bit about unions. And, you know, I'm a liberal Democrat, I guess you would say. I don't even know anymore, but you know, I certainly have always had a certain perspective about unions. The idea that workers can organize, this is good, right? I own a company where in my company we have our human resources system. It allows for employees to take an issue that they disagree with their supervisor over to an employee court. It's a due process, and these types of things don't scare me as a business owner. And you know, employees organizing, that doesn't scare me. What scares me is what ultimately becomes of unions, because unions are actually pretty scary things. Not because the idea of employees organizing is bad, but because there's always got to be somebody in charge, and there's always got to be somebody that takes advantage of a bunch of people's needs. And that is the elite power structure of any group. Well, the unions have them too. There's a woman named Rebecca Fredericks, and Rebecca is famous because she was a plaintiff in a Supreme Court case challenging forced union fees from teachers. She won that case and was no longer required to pay a union she didn't want to pay. And she wrote a book called Standing Up to Goliath. I've read it. I'm going to encourage you to read it. It's a very good book. And she says that in 28 years as a teacher, where she was forced to actually pay to fund unions, and 2 decades as a parent with children in schools she describes as union controlled. She says she's witnessed union forces bully and intimidate teachers, parents, and even little kids. She says she's seen union leaders drowned out debate at school board meetings. She's seen that they've used indefensible intimidation tactics to bring down anyone who doesn't cower to what they want. She says they're dangerous. She says that it was so dangerous that when she decided that she was going to work against the union, that they began a campaign of intimidation, which led to ultimately her home and her business being broken into and union members following her around and making themselves known in an intimidating way. Now, if you really think about it, it isn't so much a surprise that that happens with unions, because if you look at the history of unions in this country, there is a real connectivity toward organized crime. And I'm not talking about Italian family organized crime, although I'm sure that's certainly, you know, an element of it. But I just mean that you've got workers that are gathering together. You got a ton of money flowing through those unions, ton of power. You know, those union bosses are incredibly, incredibly powerful. And that can't be good for a worker. I've never understood how consolidating power in a group mass situation is a good thing if you're going to have one guy in control, or, you know, a group of bosses in control. You know, meet the new boss, same as the old boss, you're going to get hosed. That's what happens. And so, you know, and that's what happens in the union situations. And once people are in, they can't get out. And these teachers' unions, which is what Rebecca Fredrickson, was talking about, went to the extreme of actually trying to scare her and her children. There was incredible intimidation in the Supreme Court case. Teachers, her friends, were told that they couldn't talk to her, or they'd risk attack from the union. They'd risk losing everything. You have to understand, it's very hard for a teacher to be fired in this country because of the union. I guess the union probably has the juice to get it done. And so therefore, you are stuck. If you don't like what the union says, too bad. And why are we talking about teachers' unions? Well, because we're also talking about police unions. And I want my conservative friends to listen up for a second. When I talk about teachers' unions and I talk about what the teachers' unions were doing, I'm imagining that at some level you have an instant recoil. You know that those unions and their proliferation through this country have changed education in ways that you may not appreciate, and you're concerned. And you know that union organizing in schools is not good for kids. It's just not. It's just not. And you know it. And that fear and that concern is real for you. But if I hand you a little insignia flag with a thin blue line across it, you're going to think that's patriotic. That comes from a union. That's union propaganda. Do you understand what I'm saying? There's no difference between the teachers union and the police union, except that the police union has even more power and more control than the teachers union does. I've seen lawmakers who are stout and reserved and incredibly powerful cower in fear at the idea of public unions, whether they be the public school teachers or police. And if you think that somehow my conservative friends, that somehow the police union is the one part of the union system that has adapted conservatism, well, then you're nuts. You're absolutely nuts. You know, the only conservative thing that they want is to continue to be able to beat people up and kill them without consequence. Because in reality, those union policies are quite to the left of anything most of my right-wing friends on listening to this podcast would ever accept. You can't have it both ways, folks. You can't hate unions when they're in charge of teaching your kids and then love them when they're in charge of arresting your kids. And you can't, well, not your kids. And that's the rub, right? Because the reality is there are certain people in this country that are more at risk of the police than others. And no, not because they did something wrong and other people didn't, but because sheer policing, it's a sheer numbers game. You have more police, you're going to find more instances of policeable conduct. That's just a fact. You put more cops in a neighborhood, you're going to get more arrests in a neighborhood. That's just a fact. The police engage in a propaganda campaign in this country to consolidate their power and consolidate their control. Right now, the police union is terrified. And that is exactly where we need them to be. We do not need a union standing in between a chief or a sheriff or a superintendent of a large agency. We cannot permit individuals that are bad cops from being fired by those people, those sheriffs, those chiefs of police, and those superintendents because they're afraid of the union. But that's exactly what happens right now, which is why you can have a cop shoot somebody in the head and then get put on paid vacation as a result of it. My liberal friends often say, how is this not shocking and offensive to everybody? It is shocking and offensive to everybody. It really is. The difference is that we're now all noticing. And the difference, truly, is that in the age of post-COVID-19, we have seen an awakening in this country that we have never seen before. I would call it a perspective awakening. People are beginning to see things that they didn't see about themselves. And in any opportunity where one sees things through a new perspective, one has an opportunity to change. Folks, we were founded as a nation on a bedrock liberty principle, the idea, the belief, the knowledge that your freedom comes from something bigger than the government is critical to the promise of this country, to the promise of freedom. It's central. Folks, we must fight for our liberty interest. Any law that doesn't respect the Bill of Rights or the 14th Amendment must go. And any lawmaker that advances interest outside of those amendments or in abdication of a liberty interest, they have to go as well. We can save our country from tyranny, chaos, civil unrest, but we're not going to do it by putting our heads under our beds and pretending like we don't have a crisis. And the crisis starts by holding the police accountable. We can't have fairness if the people who are shooting can't even be arrested for it. We have to do better. Join me, folks. Visit notfreeamerica.com. Go to the bottom of the page, fill out the form. We'd love to hear from you. And remember, we're here every night. Stay safe, stay healthy. We'll see you tomorrow.